The love interest character, for some reason, in my experience of all our classes and the grad program and everything, is the most powerful and the most utterly overlooked character in a lot of neophyte screenwriting. I'm still trying to figure out why that is. There are two ways to use the love interest character, and this is where you reach the characters that start making a script come alive and giving it human depth, true human depth and feeling and echoing truth, echoing human truth as we know it. Love interest hero can be used two ways. The love interest can be the love interest plus the adversary. This is one of the few characters that can play two roles simultaneously, two major plot functions simultaneously. The love interest is really the only one that can do that. If you have a story that is primarily a romance, that's the main plot line, but you have one hero, and then the love interest is not another, not a full second hero, but a charismatic character who provides that other testing of the hero and so forth and the emotions. In that case, the main storyline, romance, that will be a hero with a love interest who does double duty as the adversary. Because in those stories, what the hero wants is the love interest. That's the goal. That's the definition of the romance story. The presence or arrival of the love interest in a story presents sexual tension to the hero. A recognition between two people that the possibility of a sexual relationship exists. That's the creation of sexual tension. It is of enormous dramatic value in almost all of film where a love interest character appears. And what it leads to is the hero's goal then becomes, remember, the goal of the hero has to be clear, physical, visible. No matter what else is going on inside, we'll deal with what else is going on inside in terms of the physical plot of what's happening. The goal becomes sexual conquest. That's the issue. Will she get him or won't she? Will he get her or will he lose her? And the underlying thing that keeps that electric and interesting to watch and participate in is the sexual tension, and it is about sexual conquest. But you gotta be clear in that, because that's what we're talking about. In this case, since the goal is the love interest for the hero, and it is the love interest who provides the conflict standing in the way of that goal, the love interest is both the love interest and the adversary. And that is why screen love affairs, screen relationships, they have to be a mess. They have to be replete with conflict, constantly up and down, and joy and terror and happiness and tears and constantly changing, because the basic, really driving premise of all screen stories that work is change. It must keep changing. You cannot stay static. It has to keep changing. So that's why the old cliche, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl at the end. That is the fact of the arc of a love interest hero relationship in the movies. It has to be. The excitement and the electricity. Everybody likes to watch that in the movies because it's a universal emotion here. We get to participate, at least for a short while in fantasy. We get to participate in the excitement of a new relationship and the potential of a new relationship, and the sexuality of it is thrilling and a lot of fun. And then something nasty happens and it's all over. And then one or the other has to scramble desperately to get it back. That's what makes it a story, what makes it a screen story.